This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Let's begin with the still unfolding story of Usama Rahim, the man shot dead yesterday by two law enforcement officials in Roslindale after he allegedly lunged at them with a military-style knife. Anti-terrorism officials say they had been watching Rahim for some time. Here's Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas speaking today at a congressional hearing on terrorism.
I was being investigated by the Boston Joint Terrorism Task Force after communicating with and spreading ISIS propaganda online.
According to a law enforcement source quoted by some media outlets, Rahim and another man named David Wright were plotting to behead a police officer. Wright is scheduled to appear in federal court later this hour. Meanwhile, law enforcement officials showed a surveillance video of yesterday's shooting to community and religious leaders at Boston Police Headquarters. WBUR's Fred Tice has been covering this for us, and he joins us now. Good to have you, Fred.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Fred. So you didn't see the video, but you heard from community leaders who did. Tell us what they said about it.
Well, by and large, they confirmed that what the police had said yesterday, that the video shows police officers retreating from Mr. Rahim. It's not clear on the video that he is brandishing a knife, but you do see the police officers retreating. You see them with their hands kind of out without weapons in their hands at first, and they retreat for about 20 yards. What the clerics were able to confirm today is that Mr. Rahim was not on a phone and that he was not shot in the back. Now, that's important because his brother, Ibrahim Rahim, an imam out in San Francisco who is now on his way back to Boston, said yesterday on social media that his brother had been on the phone to their father while he was being shot and that he had been shot in the back.
Right. So let's listen to Darnell Williams. He's president and CEO of the Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts. He was among those who saw the video. Here's what he said.
What the video does reveal to us very clearly is that the individual was not on the cell phone, the individual was not shot in the back, and that the information that was reported by others that was the case is inaccurate.
So, Fred, were other community leaders as confident as Darnell Williams sounded and as law enforcement officials have said went down? Were they as confident?
But by and large, they all confirmed the same thing. But I think some of the Islamic clerics were a little more careful about drawing any conclusions from the video, Anthony. They really want to hear more. They want to see the investigation play itself out.
Right. So let's listen to Imam Abdullah Farouk, who also saw the video. He's an imam at the Mosque for the Praising of Allah in Roxbury.
The video is inconclusive. I don't think that he was shot in the back by virtue of that. However, we couldn't see clearly at all. He was asking this question of whether he had brandishing a knife or not. It was very like 1/20th of the overall frame.
So some questions remain. Now, Fred, this all comes at a time when there's lots of concern nationally about police-involved shootings. So I guess that explains why police were eager to show this video. But did law enforcement officials say anything more about this case today?
You know, they actually didn't. They didn't say anything major about the case. That we're still waiting to hear more about from them on the record about what it was that either Usama Rahim or David Wright, his nephew, arrested in Everett last night. His nephew, according to one of the Muslim clerics I spoke to today, we're up to. We have these reports that they were out to attack police officers, perhaps behead a police officer. None of that has been confirmed by law enforcement, at least not to us.
Now, David Wright, you mentioned he's about to be arraigned in federal court. What unanswered questions might be addressed at David Wright's appearance in federal court, which is going to be happening later this hour?
Well, we know from the U.S. Attorney's Office that they did arrest him in conjunction with the shooting of Usama Rahim yesterday, and the U.S. Attorney's Office has said that this is in relation to terrorist activity. But beyond that, we really don't know what it was that they were planning exactly and why it was so urgent for law enforcement to move in on the two men yesterday.
All right. Well, that's WBUR reporter Fred Tice reporting from Moakley Federal Courthouse in South Boston. Fred, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Glad to do it, Anthony.
And stay with us, listeners. Coming up, a new Harvard Business School study on how America's 24/7 work culture contributes to gender inequality in the workplace. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.